foreskin appreciation, Jim Carrey, and host opportunities. It's time to wrap it all up.
Rodney Dangerfield, he was there for me. He sat in the wings with his balls hanging out of his robe on the side of the stage, just howling with laughter. And I'd get off and he'd say, man, they're looking at you like you're from another fucking planet.
Howard, I can tell you, sometimes in the morning I take a leak, I get dizzy from the smell that's wafting up.
Sal's actually fucking himself in the ass right now, Texas.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. You did it.
Crazy.
Look at that.
Robin, I shoved my dick up my ass. That's impressive.
Good morning, everybody, and good afternoon to those listening live on the East Coast. Welcome to the Howard Stern Wrap-Up Show. We're live on a Tuesday, exclusively on Howard 101. My name is John Hine. I'm your host, joined as always by Stern Show executive producer Gary Delabate.
Hello, hello.
And the Emperor of Sternthology, his name is Rasan.
What's up, dudes?
888-STERN-100, 888-783-7610. That's the number to call to talk about a Tuesday Howard Stern show, which started off with Jim Carrey and a great long interview with him about his new book, and then ended with a whole debate about circumcision, and we got to learn how proud Sal is of his foreskin. And Gary, Howard has been taking the circumcision call for a very long time. And anytime he brings it up on the air, it's very controversial. Some people feel that, you know, you should circumcise no matter what. Others feel like, why do it? It's more of a ritual than, you know, it's not medical necessity. We know the pros and cons on both sides, and people get, it's a very divisive topic, let's put it that way. And when you heard everyone chime in today, whether it was Will, who kind of followed Howard's early lead and didn't circumcise his son, to you talking about your kids, it's so sensitive. And it all started with a conversation about Sal and the amount of foreskin he has, and probably the most unique penis to ever, you know, brave show business, let alone you know, the male genitalia. So did Howard change his mind about this, or has he always felt that way and struggled with the decision of whether or not he would have, if he had a son, he would get him circumcised?
I mean, it sounds like he changed his mind, because he used to be very adamant on the subject, you know, to the point where it affected me when my children were born. He was like, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. And my wife and I had a long conversation about it. Inevitably, it was the choice that we made. But yeah, Howard seems to have today. But, you know, today's Tuesday, right? So let's ask him again next Tuesday and you could get a different answer. But he definitely changed, switch gears. And I think Will was a little rocked by that.
He was very rocked. You heard how he reacted. He said he did it because of him. And as a result, you know, Will's son has to deal with whatever issues, if any, there are. And Rasan, that's the tricky thing, because you hear Sal and he talks about all the hell he went through school and now how proud he is of himself. And then Fred comes on and says, yeah, I had one problem one time, but it's really not a big deal. And Chris Wilding saying, you know, he had an operation. And I wonder, you know, how big of a deal, how much of a burden it is to carry if you're uncircumcised.
Oh, I'm not circumcised. I can't relate to all these hygiene issues everyone is talking about. There's not some crazy science behind it. When you take a shower, you clean yourself. You pull your foreskin back, you clean your dick, and you go on about your day. There's not some ritual. There's not some special soap. You bathe yourself like a responsible human being, and you go on about your life. Now, I think the reason people do circumcise their boys is because of the quote-unquote shame that's labeled when you're uncircumcised. That's the fear of being judged with your sexual partners, fear of being made fun of by your friends when you're young. And, you know, I got teased once that I remember. It wasn't anything that, you know, stuck with me for the rest of my life. It didn't scar me or anything like that. Yeah, you know, when you have a bunch of young kids making fun of you because your dick looks different than everyone else, and that's tough to handle. But it's something that as you go on and you become older, you move past. It's not something I ever got hung up on. I've never had a sexual partner shame me. No woman has ever made fun of me because I was circumcised. I've had women talk about it because I was the first guy that they have been with who wasn't circumcised, but there was never any shame like, oh my God, that was disgusting. I don't want to do that.
Well, you know, I said it on the air today and I'll admit it again. I mean, a big part of why I did it was peer pressure. But also, like, when you talk about you and the cleanliness factor, there definitely seems to be an extra step for uncircumcised people. Now, there's your Rassans and your Freds who appear to be good citizens. And then there's a bunch of dopey people who, when you give them an extra step, they don't seem to be able to handle it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you circumcise somebody, that step has been taken away.
I've had friends, you know, we discussed this, especially when my wife was, before we found out that we were having a daughter for our second child. And I was very adamant not to circumcise our son. And the reason is because when my parents didn't circumcise me, because my father's not circumcised. And they're like, the reason we didn't do it with you is because we talked to the doctor and there was no reason to put you. The doctor said there would be no health issues and there's no reason to put you through unnecessary pain. That's what it comes down to. People circumcise their boys, whether they want to admit it or not, because there's this ideal standard of what beauty is when it comes to the male penis. And that is having a circumcised penis. I've seen circumcisions go wrong. A friend of mine, he has three sons. His first son, they fucked up his circumcision. So there's some issues there.
But you've also seen people with foreskins go wrong where they've got infections and had to have circumcisions.
I haven't seen that because I don't know people who are dirty like that.
Those No.
Out of your way. You have to go. Gary, no. You're circumcised. You can't talk to me about this. I've been uncircumcised for 35 years, okay? You can't talk to me about this. You have to go out of your way. Out of your way to never clean yourself to get an infection. It is you have to try to get an infection.
So we worked with a guy at K-Rock. He came on the air with us, and he was definitely clean, but he had an issue that he had had his whole life, and I'm not sure if it was infection or whatever it was, but I don't think he falls into the dirty category. He just, you know, sometimes you have issues with it, but I think they kind of even each other out. So the question is, John, I'm assuming you're circumcised, if I can ask you on the air?
Gary, don't pretend like you know the answer to that question. Yes.
Okay. John, do you have a big memory of the pain of your circumcision?
Shockingly, no. I can't remember how it went, but I'm sure it went like every other bris I've been to. You know,
Will today tried to draw a straight line to how do we know that male circumcision doesn't cause trauma, or what kind of trauma it causes in children, which I found very interesting.
Yeah, but Rassan, I disagree with you about one thing, and it's this. It's not just the beauty of the organ. That's right. Definitely a huge part of it, but the other part of it, at least from my perspective, is the religious and traditional standing of it. Sure. And I'll tell you right now, I am not a religious person, okay? I am not. Yeah. I am somewhat of a traditionalist. My wife is the same, more of a traditionalist than I am. If we had a boy, the boy would have gotten circumcised. There's no doubt in my mind about it. And the reason why is because in the religion, a bris, it's what happens. It's what you do. Yeah. And it has nothing to do with anything else. And I think the reason I'm bringing that up is because I think that's part of Howard's thought process. The fact that if you have a Jewish son, you circumcise them. It's just the way it's always been, and it's the way it will probably continue to be. So I'm not excusing medical reasons or beauty or anything else like that. It's just the way we do things. And
100%.
Even though I, you know, push back on some things in the religion, that's one thing where I would probably say I would have had it happen.
Yeah, I think religious traditions are another major part of it. You know, to me, this stuff is. This is a confidence thing, especially when you're talking about being a young man, right? It's a confidence thing. And anyone who's not circumcised, definitely, if you ever, you know, played sports or something. I mean, the way I got teased was, it wasn't even a sports thing. As naked as I was in showers with other friends, no one ever said anything. I remember I hooked up with this girl one time when I was like in middle school, and she told another guy, and then it went around my class. And then, you know, people were like, standing next to me having conversations about uncircumcised people and how weird that looked like. And I knew they were talking about me.
That was very shitty of your math teacher to do, Rassan. Middle school? Damn, good for you.
I mean, you didn't get a hand job in middle school? You never got a hand job?
I got nothing. I didn't get sex till I was in 10th grade.
The other thing at play here, though, guys, is who we are hearing from when it comes to telling these stories. And there's Fred, who said he's really only had one issue in his life. And then there's Sal, who sounds like, you know, he describes the smell and everything else. And you know, if that's all you hear, then you may accept that as the norm, because you do hear people, Rahsaan, complaining about this and feeling sure. like, you know, they, oh, why did, I'm never going to do this to my children. And, you know, it's not worth all the problems that they've incurred. But you're saying that's because they're basically not really taking care of themselves.
It's like my parents never gave me some lesson on here, son. This is the techniques you need to do. I remember being a young guy and my parents were like, here's how you clean yourself. And it's no different. It's literally, I get in the shower every day. Every time I take a shower, I clean my penis. The same way you clean your penis, except there's an extra step where I have to pull back the skin. There's nothing difficult about it. It's very easy to go through your life to be a man who's uncircumcised and not have an infection or any health issues.
Like I said, extra steps are difficult for stupid people. I know that you know what you're doing. But the other thing that we never got around to talking about today, which I was surprised, was there's a whole theory that guys who are circumcised have more pleasure during sex than guys who are uncircumcised. But there's no way to know that. Do you know what I mean? Unless you talk to a guy who, I guess, got a circumcision later on in life. But, I mean, it's hard to say. But that's supposed to be one of the other factors of why you're supposed to leave it on.
Yeah, I mean, I can't relate. All these guys were talking about issues. That lady was talking about her husband or some guy she dated having issues. He couldn't orgasm and all that. I don't know. People have some weird stuff going on.
The other thing I want to talk about that today was really weird with Sal. So like when you go to the dentist, right? Don't you brush your teeth and floss and don't you gargle? You know, don't you want to show up
like
to the dentist
immediately before?
Right, because you don't want to show up with all shit in your teeth. So why does Sal show up to the doctor with all tissues in his dick? And the doctor's so irritated. He's like, go in the bathroom and take that shit out.
I get a physical once a year. And like most people get a physical, you know they're going to check your balls and all that stuff. So I take a shower before I go get a physical, as I'm sure guys who aren't circumcised do. Like, wait, if you've had a long day, if you have the opportunity to clean yourself before you go to the doctor and you know they're going to pull your dick out, you're probably going to bathe yourself, right?
Well, I mean, like, listen, I got to go at my age. I got to get a prostate inspection once a year, you know, and like I get there early and I go to the bathroom and I like kind of make sure my butt is clean. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to go to the doctor with a stanky butt, but I guess some people just don't give a shit.
Right. You're talking about having courtesy for others here. And in this case, Sal is guilty of not doing that, because if he's walking in with his tissues or God knows what else, knowing that this has been an issue before, then, you know, he's not really doing the right thing by the doctor. We got to take a break. When we come back, the phone lines are lighting up. We will talk more about this. Plus, we'll get to the great Jim Carrey, what we learned from that interview. And also, why did everybody vote the way they did about Jeff the Drunk's tribute to Charlie Daniels that he offered up at the end of the show? 888-STERN-100, 888-783-7610. It's the Howard Stern Wrap-Up Show, live on a Tuesday on Howard 101. Way beyond the shadow of a doubt.
You're listening to The Wrap-Up Show with John Hyde and Gary DeLavarte.
Oh, I put an extra R in there?
Sorry, Gary. Sorry, neighbor.
Let me give you another one, too. Because he's a neighbor and, you know, he knows where I live.
And that could be ugly.
Hi, this is Tom Bergeron. You're listening to The Wrap-Up Show with John Hyde and Gary DeLavarte.
Welcome back to the Howard Stern Wrap-Up Show, 888-783-7610. John, Gary, and Rahsaan talking all things Howard Stern. Tom Bergeron talking us in there. Actually, we'll get back to the circumcision in a second. But Gary, we felt for Tom. You know, he's been hosting Dancing with the Stars for a very long time, and apparently ABC decided to change their mind. And that led to a very long discussion about Howard's obsession with the show, but also the fact that Tom is just, you know, he did nothing wrong except do his job very well, and now all of a sudden the network wants a change.
I mean, it sucks for him, but boy, there's a dude that's had a crazy run. If you go from America's Funniest Videos, from it was like Hollywood Squares, America's Funniest Videos, into this, the dude's been on TV for like 30 years, you know, just hosting stuff, and he'll have another job in no time at all. People love him. But yeah, it does suck. It would be like if you came into work tomorrow and they go, hey, Gary, we got a younger guy who's we think is funnier than you. Go home.
Yeah, we feel for him for sure. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Megan in Florida. Megan, you're on the Howard Stern Wrap-Up Show.
Hey, fellas, how's it going? I just want to say I'm a Jew, and, you know, what makes a Jew is our ability to question. So I didn't circumcise my son. And I'm proud of you, John. So you don't eat pork anymore, or you never did?
I've had pork. Let's see. I won't eat. Megan, you can call it my hypocrisy. I fully cop to it. I mean, it is 100% a hypocritical thing of me to do.
As Jews, this is what we do. But I don't eat pork, but I circumcise my son. So
Megan, let me ask. Well, let me ask you this. Do you agree that, is it fair to say that most Jewish people circumcise their sons? Not all, but most.
Yeah, and a lot of them eat pork, too, which is, what I'm saying. It's all over the map. You're the one that was like, as Jews, this is what we do. But, like, Jews, as you know, are all over the map. They do whatever the fuck they want.
I freely acknowledge that Jews, I agree, they are all over the map.
Megan. But that was like, that was like Sal yesterday when Sal goes, all life is precious. And Howard goes, what about a mosquito? Well, not mosquitoes. Yeah. Well, what about chicken and beef? Well,
exactly.
Not them.
He's all Jews do this. Exactly. That's all I wanted to point out. Right.
I think, taking the aspect out of the conversation, the big thing that, everybody talked a lot about cleanliness, but I don't think that's the real issue. The real issue is are you going to get shit from this? That's what people who, when they circumcise their kids, if you take the religious aspect out of it, that's what they're thinking about. I don't want my son to get made fun of. That's exactly what it is. I guarantee you that's why Gary circumcised his boys, is because he didn't want his boys to be different.
100%. I said to Will, yeah. I don't need my kids, listen, they don't have a choice in me circumcising them either, but I don't know that my kids want to be the pioneers of the non-circumcision.
Trust me, your kids aren't the pioneers. Shit, I was around before them boys.
All right, and I guess I should recognize what Megan said there. I didn't mean to speak on behalf of every single Jew in the world. I was only generalizing. So point well taken. Josh in Canada, you're on the Howard Stern Wrap-Up Show.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, Josh. How you doing today?
Not too bad. I'm just calling in about the circumcision topic. My wife and I are both doctors, and she was a midwife prior to becoming a doctor, and she always dealt with a father and the mother. Father always wanted to have his son circumcised because he was circumcised. But in Canada, the way it works now, like, most doctors won't even perform the surgery. You have to pay out of pocket. It's not covered by our healthcare system. And a couple of her clients, their babies, after they got circumcised, they developed a blood infection and passed away.
And wait a second. So okay. How many kids a year die of circumcisions?
How many kids a year?
How many kids a year would you say die of a circumcision?
Oh, I would say maybe like three kids a year. I don't have the actual stats in front of me, but it is a risk, and it's a risk that doesn't need to be taken, especially now. Like, most doctors won't perform the surgery. They it's not like medically
necessary.
Josh, do you think Randall is an appropriate doctor's name?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that was Ronnie's observation.
Another point I want to make too is a lot of doctors will argue the fact that it should be done because it's easy money in their pocket. It's literally, they come in, grab both sides and give it a snip, and that's it.
I will tell you that when my first son was born, we were in a hospital, and again, I don't know if this is a cultural thing, but almost everybody that was having a baby was Hispanic, and almost everybody that worked there was Hispanic, and the nurse who was Hispanic, she came to me and she said, are you going to have a circumcision? And I said, yeah. And she's like, well, you don't really need to do this. And I said, I know, my wife and I have talked about it, but we decided to do it. And she was like arguing with me, and I had to get like firm and say, we've made our choice. She's like, okay, fine. But she was trying real hard to talk me out of it.
Thanks, Josh, for calling in. The thing we haven't talked about yet is Sal and the amount of pride he now takes in having what he's got down there. And this has been a rocky road for Sal because, as he explained, he was a little bit Not a little bit. He was very embarrassed growing up by what he had. And then later in life, he realized that his foreskin has really made a mark on not just the entertainment world, but the entire world. I think we have a clip here of Sal proclaiming his pride in what he's got downstairs. Let's hit that.
As I grew older and I came on the show, I learned to really love my foreskin because of all the stunts, you know, putting things inside of it, growing the cock cheese for Richard's face to see Metallica. I really developed a love. Creep. It became part of my personality.
That's one proud man there, Gary.
I mean, come on. Sal just, that's when I talk about like stockbroker Sal, when Sal's selling something, just words come out of his mouth that don't mean anything. Is he really proud of his dick? I mean, it's just one of those things that he's done on the air. But like, if Sal didn't take his dick out, would we still have him work for us? The answer is yes. So it's his choice to take his dick out. And I mean, I don't know. He's trying to make lemons out of lemonade. He's trying to explain why his very odd looking penis is kind of famous.
But I also think, you know, Sal was being funny, but he's also being very real. Like, and I've said this before, but like there is, for a lot of guys, you're going to have a very awkward time. When you're young, especially when you're young. And, you know, what are men most insecure about? One of the biggest insecurities all men have is being in the bedroom. Can you last? Anything that has, is your dick big enough? You know, like all that stuff. Do you look good naked? So you add another layer on that, especially when you're the outlier, when you're the only person, one of the few people that this woman's going to come across. You know, most women probably will tell you, oh, I've never had, because we live in America, I've never been with a man who's uncircumcised. So there's going to be this period you deal with where you're going to have confidence issues, but it's all stuff you can get past.
But it's funny, Rasan, because you're just one of the people who just happens to be a confident person. A different person in a different family could have gone a whole different way. You know what I mean? You came out the other side and you do have confidence, but for some other people, it could be traumatic.
I'm not immune to it. Like, there was a time in my life where I got made fun of and I was like, man, this sucks, especially when you're a young kid and, you know, you don't really know how to handle those things. But again, like, it's like everyone gets teased. You just happen to be the kid who got teased because you were uncircumcised, you know, and hopefully you can move past it. I would say most guys who are uncircumcised don't have very, very traumatic memories that they weren't able to get over.
Gary, how long did it take for Sal to show off his ability to stretch his foreskin with his new trick?
Well, and we had a conversation about this earlier. It took a mere second and a half, which led all of us to believe there was no one in the house, because Sal dropped trousers the way, you know, when Sal wants to jerk off, you know, the way he hears a car backing out of the driveway, he's like, oh, time to go. So he did that so fast, there had to have been no one in the house.
And Rasan, do you think Sal has now set a new bar for different stunts to be done on the show? Because everyone was very impressed by what he did. But also, I wonder if Richard or others felt like, oh, if Sal can do that, maybe there's something else I can do to sort of top what he ended up doing.
Yeah, well, that was our first quarantine stunt, right? You know, I don't think anyone else has really pulled anything off since we pulled anything since we've been working from home. So I do think there are going to be people now trying to come up with ideas for what they could do now.
We brought it up earlier, but I want to go back to it. A lot of what Howard says, people will do. And you have callers who ask for his opinions on stuff, what to do, what decisions to make, whether it's fidelity, whether it's stuff like this. And then, you know, he makes very strong recommendations that people follow. In this case, we heard Will and his reaction when Howard changed his mind about the circumcision. But Gary, you know that people are listening to every word that comes out of Howard's mouth, including Sal. And if Howard says, you know, don't go left anymore, go right, I think a lot of people will not go left and go right based on, you know, the fact that they think Howard has a lot of wisdom and is giving them good advice.
I'll tell you, I'm guilty of that over the years. I remember Howard said, like, no one should ever buy a dog, a male dog, because their balls just bounce all over the place and it's disgusting. I remember getting my first dog and going, I wonder if I'm doing the right thing. Like, it went in and out of one ear, but it gave me pause for a second. And then there was a long period of time where Howard's like, don't drink. If you drink, you're a loser. And then all of a sudden, we're all drinking with Howard. And so Howard has a lot of opinions that can change by the day. But if you're listening on that particular day and you hear it, you're like, oh, that's what Howard said. Will, like I said, seemed kind of rocked. He's like, dude, I'm going off of what you said. Now you're saying you wouldn't do it.
Look, I think Howard knows what he's talking about in a lot of circumstances, and you should use what he says to inform you. But ultimately, Rahsaan, you got to make the decision yourself based on your own unique circumstances.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're a fan of the show and you want to call Howard up and get an opinion, that's one thing. But and with all due respect, I would hope there's no one out here making life decisions based on what Howard tells him. Will saying he didn't circumcise his kid because that was Howard's stance on it years ago, to me is crazy. We all love and respect Howard, but I wouldn't make life decisions based on Howard's thoughts because we're all different. We all have different situations.
I don't think Will made the decision solely based on Howard, but I think what Howard had to say had a lot to do with his decision. Do you follow? I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, I think Will and his family made their decision, but what Howard had to say carried a lot of weight.
At the end of the conversation, Jeff the Drunk called in and offered up a Charlie Daniels tribute song, and there were a bunch of people in there at the time, and there was a vote taken, and Jeff the Drunk lost. Nobody wanted to hear it. Gary, you were in there. You voted yes. I'd like to know why you wanted to hear Jeff belt out a tune in honor of the late, great Charlie Daniels.
I rarely find Jeff funny, but the few times that I found him funny is when he sings, and one of the things I love about his singing is he knows all the words and he kind of has the cadence down, but he's so out of tune. And for me, one of my favorite moments on the show, my younger son and I shared this, listened to this for years, is him and Carly Simon singing Mockingbird, and him and Willie Nelson mm-hmm. singing You Were Always On My Mind. So it's the one thing that Jeff does that I find humorous.
And Jeff also sent a picture to Chris Wilding, and apparently there's some controversy because it was a circumcised picture, yet Jeff says he's uncircumcised. So where does the truth lie here?
Is it possible he doesn't know what it means? Because that's what I was getting out of it.
Maybe he pulled the skin back.
No, Rahsaan, I saw the picture. I promise you, this is a fully circumcised penis. There was no pulling skin back. There was no skin there. You could see it's a helmet. It's very cleanly done. So I don't know why he doesn't know he's circumcised if that is, in fact, his penis.